Okay, we now continue the tale of the kitchen cat. Your thoughts on this little story would be quite nice. You can write to us and tell us what you think. Okay. She had said this so often without having happened, however, that Ruth had come to look upon it as a mere form of speech, part of Aunt Clarkson's visit, like saying, "How do you do?" or "Goodbye." It was shortly after one of these occasions that, quite by chance, Ruth found a new friend, who was better than either the dolls or the man in the picture, because, though it could not answer her, it was really alive. She discovered it in this way. One afternoon, she and Nurse Smith had come in from the usual walk and were toiling slowly up from the hall to the nursery. The stairs got steeper at the final flight, and Nurse went more slowly still, and panted a good deal, for she was stouter than she need have been, though Ruth would never have dreamed of saying so. Ruth was in front, and she had nearly reached the top, when something came hurrying towards her, which surprised her very much. It was a long, lean, grey cat. It had a guilty look, as though it had been doing something that it shouldn't be doing, trespassing, squeezed itself as close as it could against the wall as it passed. The cat, at once, in response to Ruth calling to it, arched up its back and gave a friendly little answering mew. Ruth wondered where it came from. It was ugly, she thought, but it seemed a pleasant cat, and glad to be noticed. She rubbed its head gently. It felt hard and rough, like Nurse's old velvet bonnet. There was, indeed, no slickness about it anywhere, and it was so thin, its sides nearly met. "Poor thing," said Ruth, stroking it tenderly. The cat replied by pushing its head gently against her arm, and pleasantly. I think I should be saying presently, not pleasantly. Presently began a low, purring song. Delighted, Ruth bent her ear to listen. Whoosh! Shish! Get along! Scat! Suddenly sounded from a few steps below. Nurse's umbrella was violently flourished. The cat flew downstairs with a spit like an angry firework, and Ruth turned round indignantly. "You shouldn't have done that," she said, stamping her foot. "I wanted to talk to it." "Who is it?" "It's that nasty kitchen cat," said Nurse, much excited and grasping her umbrella spitefully. "I'm not going to have it prowling about on my landing. An ugly thieving thing, as has no business above stairs at all." Ruth pressed her face against the balusters. In the distance below, she could see the small, grey form of the kitchen cat making its way swiftly and silently downstairs. It went so fast that it seemed to float rather than to run. It was soon out of sight. "I should like to have played with it up in the nursery," she said with a sigh, and she continued her way. "I wish you hadn't frightened it away." "Law, Miss Ruth, my dear," answered the nurse, "what can a little lady like you want with a nasty, low kitchen cat? Come up and play with some of your beautiful toys. There's a dear, do." Nevertheless, Ruth thought about the cat a great deal that afternoon, and the toys seemed even less interesting than usual. When tea was over, and Nurse had taken up her sewing again, she began to make a few inquiries. "Where does that cat live?" "In the kitchen, to be sure," said Nurse. "And the cellar, and the coal hole, and such like. Along with the rats and mice and the beetles," she added, as an afterthought. "The beetles?" repeated Ruth doubtfully. "What beetles?" You are listening to the English program's presentation of The Kitchen Cat. Any comments can be left on our Twitter page, on our Facebook page, or sent by email. All details for contacting us can be found on our blog, englishradio.blogspot.com.